Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Now, there was once a great tzaddik. His name was Shneur Zalman of Liadi, the first Chabad Rebbe. But of course, he also had a Rebbe. And his Rebbe was the Mizritch Magid, Dov Ber. And of course, he also had a Rebbe. His Rebbe was the Baal Shem Tov, the first Hasidic Rebbe. So each Rebbe, when he was a chassid of the previous Rebbe, he would receive various teachings. And one of the teachings which the Alter Rebbe received from Mizritch Magid told him 10 times. Can you imagine if your teacher taught you something once and then said, okay, I'm going to teach it to you again? And he taught it again and again and again and again 10 times. Yes, the Mizritch Magid taught the Alter Rebbe a certain teaching 10 times. Why did he teach it to him 10 times? He explained, because these 10 times that I'm teaching you will bring that teaching into the 10 powers of your neshama, of the 10 expressions of your neshama. It will be engraved in your soul. And why did the Alter Rebbe need this teaching to be engraved in his soul so much? So the Mizritch Magid explained that the Mizbeach, the altar that the Jewish people built for animal offerings, one of the mitzvahs connected with it was to have a fire constantly burning on that Mizbeach. As it says that the fire shall burn on the Mizbeach constantly, lo yisichbe, you shall not extinguish it, you shall not put it out. Mizritch Magid explained that this fire that's burning on the Mizbeach also has to be in the form of a spiritual fire in every single Jew. We all have to have a spiritual fire burning in our heart, a fire of passion and excitement, love for Hashem, that will illuminate us and that we can use to illuminate others. Now, this fire was given by the Mizritch Magid to the Alter Rebbe. And he actually, the Mizritch Magid, received this fire of Torah teaching from his Rebbe, the Baal Shem Tov. And so too, Alter Rebbe passed this fire on to every single Jew who wanted to do the work, the preparation to acquire it. The Alter Rebbe was compared to Moshe Rabbeinu, the Moshe Rabbeinu of Chassidus. There was the Moshe Rabbeinu in general of Torah, who received the Torah and gave it generously to the Jewish people. And there is the Moshe Rabbeinu of Chassidus, the Alter Rebbe of Chabad, the Alter Rebbe, who received this fire and gave it generously to anyone who would want to learn Chassidus, to immerse themselves in the teachings of the Baal Shem Tov and the later Rebbeim. But why 10 times? Why did the Mizritch Magid have to give it 10 times? The Mizritch Magid explained that you, Alter Rebbe, he wasn't called the Alter Rebbe yet, he was called Shneur Zalman, but later he was called the Alter Rebbe, the old Rebbe. He said, you, my student, will need a continuous fire because you will have to extinguish the loy. Loy means not, something negative, something opposed. And the word lo sichbe, you shall not extinguish, can also be understood as loy sichbe, the no or the not, the negative, you will extinguish. That is to say that the Alter Rebbe would face a lot of opposition to his teachings, the Chabad teachings, which are based on the Baal Shem Tov's teachings. And this opposition, the Alter Rebbe would have to extinguish by having the flame of inspiration, the flame of the Chassidic teachings burning very bright. And the Mizritch Magid said to the Alter Rebbe that you will have to extinguish this opposition through the fire of Hasidic teachings. You will extinguish the opposition, the not, the no, and Hashem will transform the opposition, the no, into a yes. That eventually all Jewish people will learn Chassidus and appreciate Chassidus and they will use Chassidus to come closer to Hashem and to really connect with Hashem in the deepest, deepest way. And this is connected with the coming of Mashiach itself, as the Baal Shem Tov heard from the neshama of Mashiach when he went to visit in heaven in the chamber of Mashiach. Mashiach told him, when would he come? Baal Shem Tov said, Mashiach, when are you coming? And Mashiach answered, when the wellsprings of your teachings are spread to the outside, that's when Mashiach would come. And that's why we are always trying to teach Chassidus and learn Chassidus and spread Chassidus. Because, as Mashiach told the Baal Shem Tov, he will come when those teachings are spread out. Thank you so much for joining Jewish Stories and More, and especially for increasing in learning Torah, increasing in doing mitzvahs and davening, especially for the welfare of our Jewish brothers and sisters in Eretz Yisrael, refuah for those who have been injured, tachias amesim for those who have been lost, and strengthening all the soldiers and all the people living in Eretz Yisrael. May we have a quick and complete victory and the geula immediately. Thank you again for joining Jewish Stories and More.